As we've mentioned, it's a grand study in movie-making contrast at this year's Oscars. All kinds of unique individual stories. 7 of the 20 acting nominees are people of color from films like Moonlight, Fences, and Lion. Suspense is everywhere, but particularly and surprisingly in the category of Best Original Song. La La Land's potential dominance extends here, of course, with nominations for 2 different songs. But Takeaway Culture reporter Melissa Locker says a split La La Land vote could make it anyone's game this year.
On one hand, you have Sting. And who can argue with Sting?
Who can argue with Sting?
But then...
Also the song that he's doing, right?
Which is from the James Foley story, which, you know, not that many people saw, but people are going to love.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking.
So don't despair of the empty chair. And somehow I'll be there.
But put that up against Moana.
Right. And Moana is actually pretty interesting because you have Lin-Manuel Miranda, and if he wins, he's going full EGOT. And he will be the youngest EGOT ever.
Remind us again what EGOT stands
for. That means he will have won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And he actually will be a PGOT. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on public radio, but he will be a PGOT because he also won a Pulitzer.
See the light as it shines on the sea.
So, the Moana song, did you like it?
I do. It's very catchy. It's very funny. I think, you know, the most catchy song from all of this, though, is Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls. And it's basically like Pharrell's Happy, mm-hmm. but about trolls. And it's very catchy. It's definitely had the most, like, pop chart action out of all of them. But I don't know if the Oscar voters are going to be interested in rewarding Justin Timberlake or if they're going to be voting much more for, like, the film industry and their La La Land.
But again, look at this. I mean, you've got the talent of Sting, the talent of Lin-Manuel Miranda, and let's not forget Justin Timberlake, a huge, huge talent.
Right, and let's not forget Justin Hurwitz, who wrote the entire score and all the songs for La La Land. But the other thing I was thinking about is I was looking at these compared to some of the previous winners. Like, are any of these this year's It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp? What about Streets of Philadelphia? My Heart Will Go On? Yeah. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? You know, if you look back at the history of the Oscar song winners, there are some pretty crazy winners out there.
That is true.
And it's honestly really hard to look at this field and see who could do it, because honestly, any of them could take it.
Although, in the case of La La Land, if it's got 2 songs, doesn't that split the vote and favor one of the other candidates?
Maybe. But I don't know if it's splitting the vote a big thing. Maybe this will be one of those years that it's an Oscar tie. There have been a lot of Oscar ties in the past. Like 6 of them, I believe. So maybe this year's the year. There's going to be a tie between 2 La La Land songs.
That would only work if it's a tie between La La Land songs. But if they split the vote and mm-hmm. Lin-Manuel Miranda wins because it gets more votes, mm-hmm. I mean, having 2 songs nominated didn't do any favors to La La Land.
Right. And I think, you know, I wonder also if people are just going to be sort of have a little bit of Lin-Manuel Miranda fatigue. Like if they're just going to be like, well... maybe not this year, because, I mean, I'm sure he's going to write a song for an Oscar winner in the future.
Exactly.
He can PGOT later.
He can do anything that he wants. So let's relax into that La La Land moment.
Look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it really. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be all right.
But I think you do also sort of have to look back and see who is performing the song. Because, I mean, as much as we love Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, they're not singers. Mm. And they're going against Sting and Justin Timberlake. And Justin Timberlake teamed up with Max Martin, who's like the biggest hit maker in the world. And no shade on Emma Stone at all, but she's no Justin Timberlake when it comes to singing. And I don't think she thinks she is.
Well, you've convinced me. There's a huge amount of suspense here.
There is. It could go anyway. But I'm still going to go with none of these songs are as good as It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Well stated. The genius and wisdom of Melissa Locker, What Would We Do Without It, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.